we reconnect with revelation. In order to reconnect with Allah, in order to be conscious of the day we're going to be meeting with the same Allah, we should be excited about meeting with Allah, looking forward to the meeting with Allah, but at the same time concerned that we've prepared something good to present in front of Allah in terms of our deeds. So I want to give you the example in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verse number 111, of the people of Noah. Some of these cronies, some of these top men, they came to Noah and they told him, أَنُؤْمِنُ لَكَ وَاتَّبَعَكَ الْأَرْضَلُونَ. How can we believe in you when those who followed you are all the low-class people? Well, subhanAllah, if justice stands with the people whom you consider low-class, that is still justice. If the truth is with them, it doesn't mean you now need to be with falsehood simply because they are considered low-class by you. That is a punishment of Allah. That is Allah chasing people away. I don't want to come to the masjid because the people in the masjid are all poor. They are the workers. In Islam, you come and you stand, the king, the ruler and the ruled will stand next to each other. The king and his subjects will stand in one row. No matter who it is, the employer and employee will stand in a row. There is no discrimination. You may be an employer, employee in the world, but Allah is the Lord of the worlds. You may be a ruler in this world, but Allah is the ruler of entire creation. You may have something, some wealth, your wealth and all your titles and everything you ever had expire the day you close your eyes. Gone. Now what are you? You're gone back to Allah. Before you came on earth, you were a droplet of semen. That's what Allah says. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانَ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُّبِينٌ. Does mankind not see that we created him from a droplet of semen, but now he's become arrogant, haughty, argumentative? How on earth? So these are beautiful reminders from Allah to say, reconnect with your maker. Reconnect with revelation. How can you not attend the masjid simply because the person next to you used to work for you or works for you, subhanAllah, or has nothing, or is homeless? They have a house, the house of Allah. So Nuh alayhi salam's people told him, how can we believe in this message of yours? How can we believe in it when those who have believed are all low-class people? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. For us, that is a very, very great lesson. It should never, ever happen. May Allah Almighty grant us from His virtue and from His mercy.